It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. As Ramadan came to a close and Muslims celebrate Eid al-Fitr, some are handing out homemade meals to the city's poorest New Yorkers. But the food giveaway is not part of a city program. It's an initiative of a mosque in Sunset Park. WNYC's Joseph Jedian of our Race and Justice Unit reports.
All right, thank you. Thanks very much. Well, just hang in there. 2 or 3 days left.
For the last 30 days, more than 150 hot meals have been handed out to the public in Manhattan's Herald Square on a nightly basis. The meals are cooked and prepared for delivery and distribution at a mosque in Sunset Park. It's part of an initiative called Muslims Giving Back.
We are here to tackle food insecurity. We're firm believers in faith through action.
That's Muhammad Witty, a coordinator with Muslims Giving Back.
And we're all about adding value to people's lives.
The holy month of Ramadan is a time of prayer, reflection, and fasting for Muslims worldwide. After breaking their fast, Witty and dozens of volunteers have been meeting on the corner of 35th and Broadway every night at 11 p.m. to hand out meals and other resources to the city's homeless and low-income communities.
We typically distribute 150 meals a night. There's many nights where we do 300 meals and plus. We offer many other things as well, such as hygiene kits, haircuts, sneakers, boots, socks, clothes.
The pandemic has brought the issue of poverty and food insecurity to new heights.
We're actually one of the only organizations out here handing out food, and the line used to be wrapped around the block. It was just insane.
While other food banks across the city have been calling for more help, MGB has been able to attract donations and volunteers. This is partly because the work cuts against negative stereotypes about Muslims. Many young Muslim Americans in New York City report experiencing hostility and discrimination post 9/11. The positive messaging of MGB resonates with them.
Islam is not what the media portrays. You know, at the end of the day, it's super important to show what Islam truly is, and that's why we're out here and make this an obligation on us.
But the pandemic has made the work of volunteer-run organizations much more challenging. Mohammed Bahi is the director and founder of the Muslim Community Center, a Brooklyn mosque where the charity, which he founded, is based.
The only time we do our annual fundraiser is during Ramadan, which we do here in this mosque, where we raise money to cover, you know, like a couple of months of expenses for the mosque and the organization. This year, there was no Ramadan. So we had to do everything online.
What he means is there was no Ramadan in person, and that affected the bottom line. Whereas in 2019, the charity raised more than $160,000, last year it took in less than $100,000. But the mosque was determined to keep the operation going, powered entirely by volunteers like Muhammad Witty.
When we hand someone food, we don't expect a thank you from them, we tell them thank you.
Muslims Giving Back volunteers have expanded to other parts of the city, including Harlem, Queens, and Sunset Park. Joseph Jedian, WNYC News.
For more information about when and where to find the Muslims Giving Back food trucks, including a link to the program's website, you can visit gothamist.com.